أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So basically what we're going to do now is look at how we journal the Quran. These are some pointers, you will find them in the book Journaling the Quran, which is basically you have a Quran with a translation that you understand. If you don't understand Arabic, it's the best thing to do. And every ayah that you would read, you would probably say, what does the ayah say? How was it revealed? How does it relate to my life? How do I follow it? These are all the questions you will do there. So one of my favorite ayat of the Quran, which I've put in here, is ayah 11 of Surah Al-Tahrim, which is Rabbibni li indaka baytan fil jannah. I absolutely adore this personality of Asiya, and that's why I call my daughter Asiya. But so if you look at my Quran, which I think I showed you last time, I would put a house near there. So there's a little house there. Get little stickers as well. So I would put a little house there. And you would do that with every ayah that we will talk about or that you will find convenient. When I go to a majlis or when I hear a majlis, they always start with an ayah of Quran. So I'll open my Quran, I'll highlight it. I'll put the date there, the person who recited what they did, so on and so forth. But first, we're going to start with some basics. So what I did was with this, I cut it out. And I put it in my Quran, or you could write it. So for example, you could write it like that, or you could have a circle that you could cut out, and we will put you where you can find these that you can cut out. So the first thing you and I have got to know in my Quran, and I've got to write it, and I write it right in the beginning. So the way I write it is, I have to know there's 114 surah. I know that, but I've got to continually put it in my head. Quran was not revealed in any other way but through ayat. And these ayat were put together by the Prophet to make these chapters. Surah is plural. To make it easy to recite in a month, the Quran was divided into 30 parts. Sipara, para. I think that's what we call in the Indian subcontinent. In Arabic, juz, ajza. To make it easy to recite it in a week, it was divided into manzil and manazil. At the bottom of your Quran, you'll see manzil, manazil. Seven manazil. There are 6,236 ayat. And even if you know one, it means you know you've got 6,235 to memorize. It's not difficult to understand. There are 540 ruku'at, or in some 558. Now, what is ruku'at? Ruku'at is this ayn here. You know, we say makra. In Gujarati, Urdu, we say makra. It's actually a ruku. Why are there 540? It's because this Quran was sent to Russia. When it was sent to Russia, the ulama there wanted to finish the recitation of the Quran in their tarawiyah by the 27th of Ramadan. It was sent to a place called Bukhar. So they wanted 27 times 20 parts multiplied, 540. Because in Ramadan, they wanted to finish it by Tarawiyah. You know, in Tarawiyah is 20 rakats. So in every rakat, they wanted a ruku. They wanted a section. So they went into ruku after reciting it. So it was divided into 540 ruku'at. And then these were done roughly by topics, roughly. In some, you will find 558 ruku'at because other people decided to be a bit funky. Wasn't revealed like this. The ayn that you have in the Quran has a number at the top. So if you look at any of your ruku's, if I pick up, for example, Baqarah, the first one. So there's a number at the top, there's a number at the bottom, and there's a number in the middle. The number at the middle tells you the number of the ayat in that ruku. The number at the top will tell you the number of the number that ruku is in the juz, and then the number that ruku is in the surah. So you'll find these things in there. There are 77,807 words. And these are things we need to know. So when I'm familiarizing myself with the Quran, I write that all down. So I have it in here. So in my Quran, I will have written it out so I know. When I look at it, this is what I'm looking at. This is how I need to know what's happening. You know, when I said tilawa, for example, when we mentioned tilawa of the Quran, I mentioned those eight things. In Surah Al-Shams, You say, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. It's the same tilawa. The moon follows the sun. Now, if I talk about in a technical point, tala can be silent. Tilawa technically means to be able to recite the book technically with a written script. I gave you some philosophy when I was doing Jumu'ah. Here, tilawa is with a written script. Qira'a is something recited loudly, normally without a script. So I write that in my Quran. I've put tala, tilawa. I've put Quran and I've put qira'a. So I know these things. So that's there for me. I put this in my Quran, that's hadith. Remain attached to the Quran. Make no one else more attached to it than you. To me, that's a challenge. So in the beginning of my Quran, every single Quran I own, I write that on top. So I make sure it's written. You could put a post-it note because I put lots of ahadith in here. But this for me is a challenge. I need to be Ahlul Quran. That's like it's a passion. And that's what all of us need to be. So I write that in my Quran. Every time I open it, I look at it and I think, do I prove myself to be this? Because we are what our deepest desire is. And as is our desire, as is our intention. If I continually repeat something to myself again and again and again, I want to be more attached to the Quran than anybody else, I will do it because the Quran will do that for you. So this is what I write in the Quran. I'm doing bits and pieces from we're just looking at the beginning of my book. I also write this at the beginning, an axis. So every single surah has an objective, a purpose, and an intention. That's why we did focus with you with every ayah, right? I mean, every surah, we did a focus. So Tabatabai, Allama Tabatabai calls it Garad. There is a scholar called Islahi. He calls it Amud. And then Sayyid Qutb calls it Mihwar. But I write this down in my book, so I know that before I read a surah, I need to know what is the focus of this surah. I need to know what it's talking about. What is it saying? What does it say to me? How is it portraying itself to me? And then I have a problem with why Arabic? Then I know it's surah number 26, ayah 195. Because he says he revealed it, bilisanin arabiyyin mubin. He sent it down in a tongue that was clear Arabic. There was a reason for that. One Arabic word is about a whole page of English words. So I console myself. This is what God wanted, and that's how it should be. I've got the dua of the prophet there, which I will go back to in a minute. But right now, on one page, I've stuck the chronological order, which I showed you. So I have a chronological order in there and a revealed order. Chronological order tells me how the Quran was revealed, and it's really important. Inshallah, if God gives us life and we finish all the surahs of Quran, we will then go into the story of the chronological order, and we'll see how this was revealed. And it really does work really well. Now, this is what I've stuck in my book, which I think is what I'm going to talk about today for the next 5 minutes. So I've stuck that in my book. So you will download this from the website to the size of your book, and you will put it in there, and we'll be able to understand Quran City. So today, just a little bit of an introduction of what Quran City is, why we did Quran City, and how we will try and understand it, because it's not something we've done. So normally, when you think of the Quran, you think of this book. This book, which is in Arabic, you may have a translation or a transliteration. And recitation and memorization are really very necessary. But the challenge is to be able to understand it, have a holistic overview look at it. Now, when we were teaching children, and a lot of the teachers are here, I can see them, we tried by using surahs that had stories. So if we did the Ark of Prophet Nuh, or we did something like Lahab, we could illustrate them. But we found we couldn't illustrate all the surahs. And we found children knew some, the four calls, the normal ones, but they weren't aware of what was in the whole Quran. So the idea was trying to put it together, and maybe the inspirational verse was Rabbi ibnili in the kabait and fil jannah, Rabb build for me a house in Jannah. So we started working with that and used city. We wanted to build a city. Now, when we wanted to build this city, we looked at what the word surah meant. So surah actually means something that encloses, something is within a wall. That's what surah actually means. And the concept of buildings and cities and whatever sort of evolved from there. So we have 114 buildings in our Quran city. Quran city will never grow, it will never downsize. It has two types of chapters, Makki and Madani, very important. So if you see at the top of your screen, you've got Makki and Madani. I will try and reduce the size of, well, you don't need to worry about this side. So you've got Makki and Madani, and you need to know the difference. So Makki chapters, they're brief. They talk about usul, basically. They talk about Allah, they talk about the Prophet, they talk about Qiyamah. There's a great emphasis on accountability. There's 86 Makki, 28 Madani. It talks about Jannah and Jahannam, Prophet Adam and Shaitan. All the wajib sajadat are in Makki chapters. It says Ya Ayyuhan Nas, it doesn't say Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu. Makki chapters will say Kalla, never, ever, ever. And you find out of the 29 chapters that began with Huruful Muqatti'at, 26 are Makki. So only 3 are Madani. So there's something that it's trying to tell us. Now I put this in my Quran. So in my Quran, you will find that I write this. So let me show you. Like that. So I've stuck a picture and I've written things at the side. It's a constant reminder because I forget. And you may forget too. Madani are longer. They're formal. They focus on social responsibilities. They focus on law. Hypocrisy has started to come in. It's Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu here. And you find so I would say generally, Makki revealed before Hijra, Madani after Hijra, Makki is Usul, Madani is Furu. At least that much I should know and put in my Quran. So now you will find here, we put, to enter this city, you need a few things. One, you should be able to recite the Quran in Arabic or trying to do it. Two, you have to start with A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Three, you've got to start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Four, you have to say La ilaha illallah before you recite Quran. And five, the dua of the Prophet. And I've put it down there. Walzam qalbi hifzi kitabika kama allamtani. It's a beautiful dua. Make me commit my heart to your book as you have taught me. That big heart is on every Quran of mine. So I tell him, you've got to put this in my heart. I don't want to just read it and know that I know how to read it. So even when I open my Quran and I see the heart, I think, let's start. I'll tell you one thing. If your heart is not in place, it won't go in. It'll just butt in, butt in, butt in. So that's what I write on there. So that's, and your city gates, you can see. Now this is the whole city. I'm just going to go over it because I've only got 2 minutes. We have a city center in this city, and maybe you've got the bigger city. I'm going to try and, I don't think I can show it to you because it's easier to see it on the screen. So we started at a city center. Because it's Quran, the city center had to be Quran. So that's Quran city center. It talks about the Quran. Everything else went around it. And we use the morphology of Medina to build this city. The roads that connect every single segment of this city are called M14. You know, you have the M25 and the M whatever and the M whatever. These are M14. So that which connects them is the Masumin, the 14 Masumin, right? So we have these 114 chapters put into these 19 suburbs which surround Quran city. I don't know how 19 came up, but it came up. And what we will do every week is we'll do one suburb, just go over it like we've been doing Musabbihat Crescent, but we will start with Surat al-Fatiha. The reason why I did this first was there has to be an introduction to the Quran in your Quran. And you should put a lot of things. My Quran doesn't have only this. It's got loads of stuff in it. It's got, for example, the dua for istikhara. I'm going to try and, yeah. The dua for istikhara. I've printed it out and put it here. Lots of people like doing istikhara, right? But you got to know what to do. You don't ask other people. My goodness, if you ask lots of people, you have to make them do mustahab ghusl every time they do an istikhara. You might as well go in the shower 100 times, not them, right? So it's important to be able to learn these things. And I'll go over each one slowly, one at a time.